I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our GeoQuiz today focused on a European capital where a song has sparked a debate over free speech. The answer to the quiz is the city Prague in the Czech Republic. The World's David LaValle explains now what all the fuss is about.
The controversy is swirling around a rock radio station in Prague called Radio Wave.
Here's Primal Scream with the Jagskuna remix of Swastika Eyes. You're listening to Wave.
The station was condemned by the Czech Republic's Broadcasting Standards Watchdog Agency for playing this song on its airwaves.
Swastika Eyes, she got
That's Swastika Eyes by the British band Primal Scream, which played a sellout concert in Prague recently. The official radio council accused Radio Wave of promoting fascism. Craig Duncan is the DJ who played the Primal Scream track.
There was an announcement made by the Czech Radio Council, which announced that me and my station were propagators of fascism for playing what they described as the neo-Nazi band Primal Scream.
Primal Scream has actually been around for over two decades, and the song Swastika Eyes dates back to 1999. It's supposed to be a protest against the military-industrial complex's control of democracies. The band's music video ends with a sexy model on a catwalk spraying machine gun fire into a crowd of soldiers. It's hard to say what that means, but it's safe to say that even just mentioning the word swastika in a former communist country that suffered during the Holocaust and that still forbids all Nazi symbols is asking for trouble. Still, DJ Craig Duncan insists the song Swastika Eyes does not promote fascism.
Absolutely not. A lot of younger Czechs specifically identify the lyrics of this song as being about the generation of unreconstructed communists who kept their jobs in the state sector, but really only gave sort of token mention of democracy while continuing business as usual.
So the debate in the Czech Republic has shifted from the lyrics to whether this episode is an example of government repression of the sort that was all too common under former communist regimes. To complicate matters, the Standards Board now says it was misled by a poor translation of the Primal Scream lyrics. In any case, DJ Duncan says the council's action has backfired.
The song in question is remarkably mainstream for our station. But in fact, tonight at the same venue where Primal Scream played, there is a huge protest concert of some of the Czech Republic's top electro, indie and hip-hop bands calling for the removal of the Czech Radio Council.
Tonight's concert in Prague features the bands 100 Degrees Centigrade and Ohm Square. To diffuse the controversy, rock and metal fans, as well as members of the Czech Radio Council, have been invited to participate in a pre-concert debate. For The World, I'm David LaValle.